Feeling colourful? Well, Q. Colin Bessett and another of his icons of colour.
Think artists and gardens, and your mind might go to Monet's famous garden at Giverny. Another French artist, Jacques Majorelle, created his garden a few decades later in Morocco, which is equally famous for its colour. But in this case, it's a blue, inspired by the blue used in Islamic tiles. Bleu Majorelle is as deep as ink and just as dramatic. Jacques was the son of one of the Art Nouveau movement's most celebrated designers, Louis Majorelle, whose organically shaped house remains a major attraction in the French town of Nancy. Jacques was encouraged to study architecture, but his real love was painting. A close second was Islamic architecture and their courtyard gardens. When illness forced him out of the French army in 1917, he stayed with a family friend in Morocco, where the dry air of Marrakesh soothed his lungs. The city bewitched him. By 1923, and by now married, he bought an old palm plantation there and set about creating a magical garden filled with flowering plants, reflective pools, and shaded walkways. A house was built in the Moorish style, but in 1937 he commissioned architect Paul Sinoir to build another in an angular modernist style. Balconies and pergolas were added to it, giving it an elegant Art Deco meets Islam look. And then the whole building was painted in that blue. It was, he thought, the perfect backdrop to the forceful colours of bougainvillea and roses, as well as the strong greens of leafier and more architectural plants. In 1947, he opened the garden to the public to help recover its enormous running costs. But things didn't go well from there on. Majorelle divorced his wife in 1956, and the garden was divided up as part of the settlement. He was then involved in a serious car accident, which led to him losing a leg, and then another accident which required treatment in Paris, where he died in 1962. It wasn't the end of his garden, though. Fashion designer Yves Saint Laurent and his partner Pierre Berger had fallen in love with the place in the 1960s, and when they heard it was to be sold and made into a hotel, they bought it and restored it to its former glory, helped by a team of 20 gardeners. That famous blue was also restored and found fame in magazine spreads around the world. And it remains unusual, which speaks of how rare it is to use strong colour on our buildings. After Yves Saint Laurent's death in 2008, the modernist house was transformed into a museum housing the fashion duo's extensive collection of Berber artefacts. And so it and the garden lives on, not only as an oasis of dappled shade, cool water and romantic flowers in a desert city, but as an important and rare celebration of a single colour, blue.
An icon of colour there from Colin Bessett, a beautiful garden. Check out Colin's icons. They're gathered on the Blueprint page on the RN website and the ABC Listen app.